Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. It is the live Saturday edition. We launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, the number for you is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. We've got Kevin on the line listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there.
Hello. I have a couple of quick milk stories for you from 1981.
Okay.
My first milk story was I worked for the Kroger company. I was in management with them, and they're having strikes in Dallas with their Teamsters. So they took certain groups of people in management. And back then, you could get a CDL license if you just passed a test and a little bit of training. So myself and another gentleman, we were both in our mid-20s. We were driving a dairy tanker from Dallas, Texas to Houston, Texas. And they do not have the wafers or wafers inside the tankers.
Right. This is important for the average listener to understand that
wafers?
it isn't the dynamite guy that's pulling stuff. He's not the suicide jockey. It's the guy pulling the dairy thing because they have to be able to clean that out so that milk just sloshes in there back and forth. It's like they're like giant shiny silver torpedoes.
What are the wafers? What does that mean?
What that is, there's baffles inside, and that in oil or other chemicals, the chemical will come up and hit the wafer or wafer, whatever I can't remember the term, mm-hmm. and it breaks up the flow of the liquid so it doesn't come up and slam up against the front of the truck.
Hmm.
And myself and the other individual, I had to actually spend 2 days in the hospital. I was so mentally distressed because we just kept getting pounded, and then Houston, Texas is the worst traffic jam city in the world, and you're on that highway, and people would cut in front of us, and I'm just shocked I'm still alive. The actual back wheels caught on fire. We used the brakes so much. I mean, it was just amazing.
Jeez.
Yes, it was very dangerous. And anytime you see a tanker, back off. I don't care what tanker it is. But my second story is about this lady out in Orange County in California. And she got the idea to get milk baths because back then they didn't have the Rogaine. So she calls up, or the whatever, that Botox. So
okay.
She calls up the local milk company and says, can you fill my bathtub up with milk? And the gentleman says, sure, we'll just run a tube through the window and fill the tub up. Would you like that pasteurized? And she says, no, just fill it to my chest. I'll splash it the rest of the way.
That's hilarious.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know what's nice about a couple of younger talk show hosts? You can pass some old jokes past them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I did not see that pasteurized joke coming from anywhere.
So
and you didn't even get it. I mean,
no, I didn't get it.
Jokes
but it sounded funny,
past
though.
You.
The idea that somebody would stick a tube of milk through somebody's window and fill a bathtub
you
was
understand
pretty funny.
It's a joke, right? At this point. Like, that didn't happen.
Yeah, none of it happened.
Okay.
Right.
So cute the way you just don't get that stuff.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's a good thing we have a multi-generational talk show. So, by the way, for those of you just tuning in, the reason for the milk call there is that the first hour we spent talking about the concept of raw milk and the fact that in a lot of places it's illegal to sell raw milk to other human beings. And
dangerous.
It's also illegal to sell raw milk across state lines, according to the U.S. federal government, who has now gone after a farm in Pennsylvania for doing just that. They're threatening them. They had not yet arrested the farm owner, but they did come in for a 5 a.m. raid, and that is when they threatened him directly about what it was he was doing. He was not only selling raw milk to people over state lines, allegedly, but also selling it without a label. You know, we can't be having that in this country.
Gotta have a label.
Yeah. And, of course, the point being that
people wouldn't know what they're eating without labels.
The point being that he's selling things to other human beings who are consensually choosing to buy a product without a label on it. For whatever reason, maybe they think it's tasty. Maybe they've gotten a recommendation from a friend. Maybe they were told that, hey, you should buy from this guy. It's really good stuff.
There's some diets out there. The one that my wife read was Nourishing Traditions, and I can't remember the fellow's name, but he's got a fun little name to repeat. And some people are really into that stuff. Whatever.
So we continue.
It's America.
Here.
It's a free country. You should be able to have raw milk if you want,
well,
right?
Well, in theory. It's theoretically a free country.
No, that's just the PR, really.
Yeah, not really in practice in any way, shape, or form. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, would love to hear from you if you think it's a good idea to arrest people for selling raw milk, if you think that it's okay to steal their farms from them, if you think that it's okay to threaten them with violence. Would love to hear from you. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything, of course. And also, if we get a chance, we'll talk about suicide and the suicide kits that one 91-year-old grandmother has been selling. We will get to that here if we get a chance, but your calls come first. So let's talk to Paul, listening in Albany, Oregon. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How are you doing today?
What's on your mind tonight, Paul?
Well, I just wanted everybody to know, real simply, if you put the Bible together and everything that's going on the TV around the world, what you're seeing on all the computers as far as aliens and all that.
Huh? What are you talking about?
That's what you need to prepare for.
Aliens or the Bible?
Both.
I'm a little confused.
I'm sorry. Will Jesus be riding a spaceship?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
What is it that you're suggesting here? Because I'm a little confused. Can you maybe clear that up for me?
Paul? You got to prepare for what's coming.
What is coming?
Put them both together.
What is it that's coming? Go ahead, lay it out.
Well, I'd have to say that unbelievable feelings of death and just the worst unbelievable feelings of being killed, and there's no way, nothing you could even imagine as far as you've seen today, that what's really coming to us. Like,
now, why would people have unimaginable feelings of being killed? Why? What would be causing those feelings besides the act of killing someone?
No, it's worse than that. It's worse than killing someone. It really is, and I don't know how to explain it. But
if you want people to take you seriously, then you'll have to be able to explain what you're talking about. So, what is it you're referring to when you're suggesting that people will have?
Not stop it at all.
Stop what? Are you talking about aliens, maybe mind control or something like that? What is it you're getting at?
It's all of it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Sorry, that doesn't make sense.
I feel so bad for folks like that. You mean
crazy people?
For whatever reason, he's dealing with whatever mental illness he's dealing with, and obviously dealing with huge feelings of impending doom.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. And he's got, the world will feed that to you. There's the whole 2012 Aztec thing,
yeah.
The Christian religions based around the people being swept up in a rapture. So, hey, I understand how people end up like this.
Let's continue, though, and you can bring up anything you want. We mean it. Let's talk to Jose, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Jose. You're on Free Talk Live.
That guy's cracking me up. He's drinking tonic milk.
What's on your mind tonight, Jose?
The honest guy, he could do whatever he wants. It's all about control. His government just wants to control us. That's about it.
That's what governments do. They're
correct.
All about control.
They want to control you.
Once they've got things under in one area under control, then they want to control the next. They can't even control things like that they're supposed to be controlling, I guess, like murders and the military and stuff like that. They can't even handle that.
Well, it's a lot easier to focus on those nice Amish men. They're a lot more they're a lot easier to handle than those murderers.
And control and money. And the Amish guy had enough money to pay off the FDA. And somebody in the government, they'll be selling milk all around the United States.
You're right about that, sir, and I thank you for the call. That's exactly right. Obedience and extraction of wealth. That's what the government's all about. They want you to obey and to pay them. 800-259-9231, and he is absolutely right. Anybody that's got enough money can pay off the government agencies.
Yeah, they'll get what they want.
Yeah, and then they can...
Well, they just buy lobbyists and things like that. Yeah. You don't just peel it off for the government agents right there at the door.
Free number, 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. You can get signed up for our news updates and be kept in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you are on the news release list. You can get them via email, which is, in my opinion, the best way to do it. You will definitely not miss anything that way. And then there's also the Twitter and or Facebook options, which are a little more transient, but people love them. So go ahead and get signed up for whatever it is that works best for you. You can sign up for one or all three, whatever you want to do, over at news.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's all free for you. That's news.freetalklive.com. Whether we are talking about raw milk or whatever it is you want to discuss, anything goes here tonight, as it always does. 1-800-259-9231. Continuing with your phone calls. More Johns on the line here. John in Tampa.
It's John Talk Live.
John, you're listening to WFLA. Hello there.
John, I listen to you guys a lot, and I really appreciate your show, and I respect you guys a ton.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just curious. You know, you guys were talking about how, you know, the raw milk debate there and how, you know, Congress is trying to, or the state's trying to regulate whether or not it can be distributed.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm all for, you know, I don't really appreciate how Congress can use the, you know, interstate commerce clause to pretty much do anything it wants and regulate whatever it wants. But as far as raw milk's concerned, I don't really know much about the actual product, but I can guess that it's, if it's not homogenized, it's for a reason, you know, it's not as good as homogenized milk or as safe as it is. I think when it, what basically what they're trying to do as far as, you know, rating it and getting rid of it and getting it out of the stream of commerce is that they don't want people who think they might be getting homogenized milk to drink raw milk and have those consequences.
I don't think that's happening in these circumstances. I mean, you've got to understand the usually how this happens is these things are delivered in different containers. They don't look like the milk that you buy at the store. The ones that I get are in glass containers with little plastic pop tops. So I've seen them in plastic containers, but they're clearly labeled. And they don't show up in grocery stores currently. They're not in grocery stores and things like that. So they're busting this guy. And people had to join Yahoo groups in order to and sign big long forms and purchase what they called shares of the produce. They didn't actually buy gallons of milk. They had to invest a great deal of money in order to be able to get this milk. So okay. These people aren't being fooled in any way. Now, you may believe the pasteurized milk is better or not better, and I can tell you that, you know, some people...
The debate's open on that.
Yeah,
one.
The debate's open. You know, no, but no doubt. We drink it at my house. I drink it because I consider it to be a more moral thing to drink. I think
right.
That the milk that's delivered, that you get in the store, it receives government subsidies. And I
agree that if you want to pay a premium to have something a little bit different delivered to your home, that's one thing. But if he's a commercial seller, don't you think this should be a little bit different?
What do you mean? What should be different?
Well, then, I mean, maybe he should be held to the same regulations of pasteurization or homogenization as the other farmers who do have.
But if you were to pasteurize...
Well, that's like saying if you deliver one whiplash to one of the slaves, shouldn't you give it to all of them? No, I don't think he should receive that. If people are buying what they're buying with the full knowledge that that's what they're buying and signing a form that says that they relieve him of all kinds of whatever problems and that kind of thing,
these people
are fully informed.
We know that waivers don't go too far in protecting people from liability. It's just a way of not getting, you know, trying to deter people from stealing, but... You know, signing a waiver, I guess, would if it's only given, I guess if it's only given, I agree with you that it's only given to the people who sign the waiver and it's not being introduced into the stream of interstate commerce that it shouldn't be regulated. I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in these circumstances, and I think, you know, grocery stores would probably go out of their way if it was made legal. Suddenly it was legal in America, a free country, to buy raw milk. The grocery stores would probably make it very clear, and it isn't going to be as cheap. When you look at organic brown eggs in the store, you're not mistaking
right.
them for a dozen of the grade A white eggs, which, you know, they used to be 99 cents when
right,
I bought eggs.
$8 now, right?
Yeah, right. I have no idea what they are now. I just pushed the cart behind my wife.
Hey, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yep, 800-259-9231. Really, to be more clear, nothing should be regulated by the federal government. The USDA and the FDA should be abolished and replaced with nothing. Now, if you're worried, as far as the government is concerned, if you're worried about safety and you're worried about disease and health, then let the marketplace handle that.
Let
third-party certification come up and let them, you know, the UL of milk, let the third-party certifiers come forth and certify those companies that want to have certifiable milk and to have that kind of stamp of quality, that stamp of reliability, the stamp of consistency that certification would stand for. on their product to help people feel better about buying it. Let the stores be the ones who are vetting these products as well. Like, look, if you want to sell your raw milk in my grocery store, it's going to have to be of a certain quality. We're going to need to know things about it. It's going to have to be tested. We need to know when it's going to expire. We need to know more about it before we're going to put it on our shelf and sell it to our customers. And I think you're right, Mark. Clearly, those stores are not going to have an interest in trying to pawn off raw milk as though it's pasteurized. There are two very separate market segments that are going to be interested in these products. And they're going to want to make sure that their customers are getting what they're expecting.
Yeah, they're going to be getting what they're expecting. They're going to be safe because manufacturers don't want to provide you with bad products. Sometimes it's going to happen. It happens now with the FDA, and that shows what a toothless tiger you're dealing with. The FDA isn't going around and taking little eyedroppers to every gallon of milk that you're buying. They're not even touching that stuff. They may walk through the factory now and then, but mostly what you're dealing with is companies that are testing themselves.
Let's go to Susan, listening in Yakima to KBBO. Hello, Susan. You're on Free Talk Live. Susan in Yakima, Washington. Hey there.
Most people can't get that Yakima right, so thanks.
It's on all kinds of ski equipment. You see Yakima everywhere.
Well, that's true. But
how do you hear it mispronounced? Is it like Yakima, or how do people butcher it?
Or Yakima.
Yakima, okay.
I see.
Yeah.
So
crazy things.
So welcome, Susan. Go ahead with your
thoughts. Apple capital of the world, not the ski place.
The what capital?
Apple capital.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of places would vie for your attention on apples, but go ahead.
Yeah, we got it. But anyway, hey, this raw milk deal, if I go to a farmer's market, I expect, and it says organic, I expect him to be truthful, but I'm taking him at his word.
Yeah.
I, as a consumer, am taking my risk going to a bake sale or a farmer's market of getting that stuff. You're right. I think the government needs to stop it. Government's too big.
Yeah, absolutely.
It wants to be in your business. It wants to tell you, when your kids are vaccinated, how they're vaccinated, what they eat, how they eat it. They want to tell you everything, what kind of toys they can play with. The government's just recently passed a regulation about a year ago that basically drove small wooden toy manufacturers out of business.
That's true.
You know, Susan, I'm glad that you...
Go ahead. It's got nice big pieces. It's the big companies and the government being too big, and that's coming from a politician. That's what I am, unfortunately, sometimes.
Hmm.
But it is. The government has got their nose in too much things. Things need to be privatized.
Well, I like to hear politicians say that.
Yeah, thanks, Susan, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'd also like to hear somebody say that they realize that they're taking a risk when they embrace the idea of going to a bake sale or something like that. I mean, it's not a big risk.
No,
but
please. Those ladies want to provide you with. They want to get some funds for their church or their little civic aid society or whatever it is they're doing, and they're going to provide you with good products in the process.
Let's talk about the organic labeling, though, coming up in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made vapory and e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of this program. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. And if you are a lady listener who would like to be on the Shrine, you can get details on how to do that over at shrine.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about raw milk, the freedom of individuals to be able to sell what it is they would like, whether it be raw milk or whether it be marijuana or whatever product or service it is that the government has decided you shouldn't be able to have. You should be able to make these choices. And people are making the choice regardless of whether or not it is.
They're choosing to buy raw milk, whether or not the government wants them to.
In the same way that they will choose to buy marijuana, whether or not the government wants them to. And the people that want raw milk are so interested in raw milk, they are willing to do drug deals, essentially. I mean, the equivalent of drug. I've bought marijuana before in a parking lot of a Walgreens, and there were two little girls that were from an Amish farm. I guess little girl's not accurate. They were old enough to drive. So teenage girls from an Amish farm who had come to a parking lot of some drugstore to do a deal with a customer for raw milk. I mean, that is what the black market is. When something is prohibited by the government, it goes underground. Things get very stealthy, surreptitious deals, questionable deals, perhaps. You want to talk about dangerous raw milk? Make it illegal. And then you want to see if it's dangerous, because then maybe things won't quite be on the up and up in that case.
Well, I think that not just the illegality of it, but the crackdown. That's the difference. You could do as they do in states, I think it was Indiana, the one caller mentioned, and Florida, I know for certain, where they just say, oh, you know, it's only for use as pet food. And then, you know, it kind of keeps it on the periphery. But it's a fringe product anyway. I don't know that you're going to find this product in too many grocery stores. Like, regular grocery stores. There are some, there's been some cases where a SWAT team was sent in California and admitted
into that store?
Into a health food store that was probably had, like, in refrigerators, you know.
They did.
Little,
I saw that video.
A little more like milk. But, I mean, this is outrageous. It doesn't matter to me. I obviously, the one caller called in, he was concerned about fraud. But, you know, you're not going to have it. It's like people trying to sell silver, sell gold as silver. No, raw milk costs a lot more than regular milk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there was a higher demand for it, it would cost less. But if there's not, there's a low demand. A lot of people are very concerned about their milk not being pasteurized and homogenized and whatever.
So, by the way, if you want to get together with other people that are of our mindset, people that understand what the ideas of liberty are, people that want to achieve freedom in their lifetime, people that are sick and tired of the government attempting to control their every move, trying to extract as much money as they possibly can, liberty-minded people are getting together for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up June 20th through the 26th. We're going to be there broadcasting live, and hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people will be together enjoying all kinds of activities, from live musical performances to family fun, campground-style campfires and parties, all kinds of fun stuff. Agorism in action. People will be selling things, maybe some raw milk, without any governmental permission. They'll be having a good time as well. So go to porkfest.com to get registered. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. And use our discount code if you want to save 20%. The code is Free Talk Live without any spaces. So just plug that code in when you get registered over at porkfest.com, and we will see you there as we continue with your calls. John is in New Hampshire, and John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John. John in New Hampshire.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I'm a retired police officer, and I'm proud to say I transport and drink raw milk. I love it. My kids and family are healthier. We feel that the safety measures are all these people that produce raw milk. It's not only for their own consumption, but the people they do sell it to, they're more concerned about the safety. When the cows, if they become sick at all, they don't sell anymore, which is the reverse in the commercial industry, because if cows are sick on the corn-fed cow farms, they just bottle it, boil it, and sell it anyways.
Yeah, so,
just... there's more safety measures. And I've looked into it a lot, and I've never had one bad bottle of the raw milk.
Now, let's say you are still, you said you're a retired police officer, right?
Yeah, I'm retired.
Let's say you weren't retired, and like our last officer we talked to on this one, let's say you were given orders and that New Hampshire had criminalized raw milk sales and that you were told that you were needed for part of a raiding team to go on a farm and bust somebody for selling raw milk. Would you follow those orders?
No, that's ridiculous. And the trouble is today, though, with some of these jackbooted thugs, you have no discretion anymore. They've taken away a lot of that discretion. A lot of the younger officers have no common sense of their own.
Well, it's not to say they don't have the discretion. They could still use discretion anytime they want. It's just that you're probably right in that they're indoctrinated to just do what they're told.
Yeah, a lot of them just strictly follow orders. And the bad thing with that is, you know, some of these federal agents, they better stop looking at raw milk and maybe monitor the gun sales to the drug cartels in Mexico that are killing their own agents.
Well, you know, if the feds would just simply get out of the war on drugs and end the war on drugs, then there would be no more drug cartels.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I see many years going on these drug raids that mainly produced minor offenses, locked up people for minor amounts of marijuana, all types of overtime, all types of money. It's a never-ending paycheck for the officers, but the payoff's not the same on the other end, and all it does is destroy families.
Man, John, it sounds like you've got it down. Are you a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition by chance?
No.
You might want to take a look into it if you've, if you hop on your computer and go to leap.cc.
Lots of retired guys in there.
Yeah, leap.cc. There are a bunch of retired police, but there are some on duty, a handful of on duty folks that are still on board today in their current jobs. But it's a group of law enforcement officers who have come to the conclusion that this war on drugs is insanely destructive and expensive and it destroys our families and is a war against our friends and our neighbors.
They're always looking for local speakers, too, and you sound like you'd be good at that job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, John. We're glad you're out there again. Once again, that's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc. I have some quibbles with how they do their business, but from what I,
There's still all the best organization out there for law enforcement officers.
All things
that understand that this war on drugs is, creates a lot more problems than it solves.
Yeah, they do great work. Their speakers are constantly being booked for various different venues. For instance, like speaking to the Lions Club or speaking to a local church or speaking to...
This is how you talk to people. I mean, this is the way you get your message out. And it's a great one.
Oh, so I said we should address the organic labeling issue. The point where one of our callers earlier, I think it was Susan in Yakima, she was saying that she's gone to these farmers markets, and when she asks the farmer if it's organic, he says it's organic. She has to take his word for it. And to some extent, if you're not willing to do any more digging, then yeah, you'll have to take their word for it. However, buyer beware. It is your responsibility as the buyer to verify the claims that these vendors are making. So if you want to verify that it's really organic, ask the farmer for a tour. I mean, any farmer that is on the up and up is going to be willing to say, yeah, okay, come on out. We can take you around the farm on Monday at 2 o'clock, and we'll show you how organic we really are.
That's not exactly foolproof. What often will happen is, there's this, it's my understanding. I'm not an expert in the area of organic farming, so if I've got this wrong, people, you can call in and correct me. Please be nice. But your farm has to have been like organic for a certain period of time. So you could have had, used 10 years ago, this land was used, for non-organic farming or something like that. And then it wouldn't be organic. Or your neighbor can use non-organic stuff. And if something blows in, then that's a problem. So it's not exactly foolproof. And many farmers will say things just like that. Look, I use organic methods. This isn't certified organic. I can't say that to you. And that's been my experience at the farmers markets, is that the farmers will say things like that, like just that. Look, I can't call this organic because it isn't organic certified, but I use organic methods because that's what my customers want.
Now, when you say organic certified, you mean FDA or USDA, rather?
There are different organic certifications.
Well, on Wednesday nights, we have Wayne in here, and he's kind of like a health nut. Mm-hmm. And from what he's told me...
Healthy guy.
Yeah. From what he's told me, the USDA organic certification is like a joke in comparison to the market certifications for organic.
Right, and some people are ultra-orthodox about their organic stuff.
So ask about the certification, and if they're certified, they'll show you the certification. If not, you can still tour their farm and take a look around.
I want my food produced in a wholesome fashion by local farmers that aren't adding any kind of stuff to it and that isn't subsidized by the government. That's what I want.
We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you might want at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a full list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more people's ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to do that. Once again, that's promote.freetalklive.com.
On the radio, AM radio especially, you can hear all kinds of ads for gold. Not as many for silver. But what my experience is that, you call one company, they talk to you about gold. You call another company, they talk to you about a different kind of gold piece. And you really can't compare apples to apples. What I did with gold.freetalklive.com is I worked with a company that's the Genesis Communications or Midas Resources, companies are owned together, to get some coins that are commonplace that you can compare in different comparison shop in different places, because that's really what it's all about, is getting the gold and silver into your hands in forms that are usable to you, whether it's as a hedge against inflation, an investment, or barter currency. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number. We continue with your phone calls. Ladies come first. Let's talk to Jackie, listening in Rapid City, South Dakota, to KOTA. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
My kids are awake now, and we just came inside, but my husband and I left the Shrine Circus. Kids were asleep. We drove around for 2 hours listening to your discussion, raw milk. My husband's Native American, so loves the holistic approach, and I'm a registered nurse here.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the holistic approach. I don't know a lot about it. I'm, very interested in it and all for it, but I feel if people want to drink raw milk, let them. You know what I mean? If people want to smoke pot, my cousin has been diagnosed with HIV since 95. His doctor recommended, this is in Colorado, recommended he smoke pot. He is doing excellent, and we're in, 2011?
Yeah,
my
been
cousin's
going along,
doing
yeah.
fine. Yeah, it kept his appetite up. There's a lot of medical journals with positive information about all of that stuff. And I agree with Susan from Yakima that the government just has their nose in too much. You know what I mean? They want to control too much, and that's a big downfall.
I heard you. The problem comes in, though, when they control anything. Because, you know, it's easy for people to look at the government and say, oh, they've gone too far. But when would you draw the line? At what point would you draw the line? Because the point at which you would draw the line is different from the point at which the government people will draw the line or your neighbor would draw the line. And the idea that the government should have any line on what they should be doing or shouldn't be doing is a real problem, because no one will ever come to an agreement on how much is too much or how little is too little when it comes to government regulation.
It's also incredibly arbitrary. There are all kinds of people moving milk across state lines, and the federal government hasn't done a year-long investigation on them. For whatever reason, they picked this Rainbow Farms, and they've gone after this nice Amish family. It's just arbitrary.
And I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so the Amish, you go Amish. You know what I mean? It's
yep, good folks.
Who cares? And there's probably people, the government is crooked anyway. There's a lot of people that do wrong and just, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just, and maybe they're looking at the medical cost of it, like if somebody gets sick from drinking the wrong,
No, that's not it. No, it's really, and it's good. I understand why people want to think up reasons that are compassionate as to why the government would do these things. Like, that's kind of where some of the people have come from tonight. Well, maybe they're doing this because they're compassionate for how people feel. That's not it at all, in my opinion. It's really all about... it's really all about corporatism as far as what the government's reasons for doing these things are. The government is interested, and this is the reason for all regulation. On one hand, they sell it to people as though, we're the government, we're here to keep you safe. That's the sales pitch, but it's not the real reason for it. The real reason is because the government wants to protect the milk companies out there from competition. They want to protect the big milk players from competition by the little farmers, and that's effectively all that they're doing here. And great call tonight, by the way. I appreciate you being out there, and thanks for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. They don't want competitors, that is the big players. Like, you look at the cigarette business, for instance. The big cigarette companies, R.J. Reynolds is one of them. These guys are out there trying to crack down on the new upstarts. I was meeting up with a friend here in town the other day who was using his new e-cigarette in his office. And he's actually the guy that runs the local cable access television station, Lee. And I was asked him how his new e-cigarette is treating him, because obviously I've heard a lot of good things about it, and a lot of people that are using them are very excited about them. Indeed, he was very excited and started gushing about how great it is, you know, that now he can deliver nicotine to his body without smoke, without the dangers of smoke, and the fact that he can do it while sitting in his office is great. Then he mentioned that the federal government is looking at outlawing these things.
I believe that, and I've just been talking to some e-cigarette manufacturers. One will be advertising on the show come starting next week. It's vaporstation.com. Vaporstation.com, if you didn't get to hear what I said. And as I understand it, the lawsuit has been dropped, and the FDA is looking at regulating them like tobacco products. They're not tobacco
products. Whatever that means. Look, they want to go after the R.J. Reynolds and the big boys in the cigarette manufacturing business. They know this is a threat. They can see this. They can see the amount of money that is being spent in the e-cigarette industry. That's a threat, because every extra dollar that's spent on e-cigarettes is a dollar that would have otherwise likely have been spent on their cigarette products.
Yeah, I would. And, you know, if I were still a smoker, and thank goodness I'm not, I would be looking at these e-cigarettes hard.
Right. So because R.J. Reynolds and the other guys, they've got the influence in Washington, they're going to use as much of their influence as they possibly can to put these e-cigarette manufacturers and vendors out of business, or regulate them to the point where it'll be too expensive for them to do business and compete with R.J. Reynolds. So they're probably not going to ban them outright. They just may make the regulatory structure so onerous that it effectively bans. It effectively makes it so it's just not even possible to do business in that area. And that's what you've got going on with the milk situation. You've got the big milk manufacturers lobbying the government. They get subsidies, so they're already getting money in through the front door and via taxpayer subsidies. And then on the other side, they lobby for controls against their little guy competitors, whether they be the smaller milk manufacturers who just can't shoulder the regulations like the big ones can. They don't have teams of lawyers standing by to make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. So taking on new regulations becomes very, very burdensome for smaller mom-and-pop milk manufacturers. And then there's also the raw milk people that they're attacking as well. So it's not about the government trying to keep you safe. That's just their PR. That's just what they say to make you think they're doing something for you, when in point of fact, what they're doing is they're doing something for their buddies in whatever the industry is that's being regulated.
Often the time's the case.
Yeah, and frequently you'll find these corporations will they'll make a big stink about new regulations. I mean, they don't want to be regulated, but on the other hand, they do want to be regulated because they know that new regulations means they're more insulated from they're not going to be as challenged by new upstarts and innovators that might get into the industry and bring some radical new idea to the forefront, or you know, bring a product up that is dramatically cheaper and better. They just don't want to have to compete, and so they use the government as a tool to prevent competition. And the government has said that's what they do. They, the people in the government, the politicians, they reward their friends, in this case the friends, their friends in the corporate world,
yeah. And they punish their enemies. People that are giving them money, yes.
Yeah, exactly right. So 800-259-9231, we continue here with your phone calls. Deloy is listening in Charleston, West Virginia. Deloy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing? I really appreciate you taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, this raw milk issue has been going on for decades, and my sister raises goats, and she's been selling the goat's milk for decades now, just a few people at a time, and it goes by word of mouth.
It's getting more popular these days, though, right?
It sure is.
Yeah.
And actually, the goat's milk is better than buttermilk.
In fact, that's what I've heard.
All right. Well, there's several issues you guys have been talking about. One is smoking pot. Well, if the government would decriminalize it and let people grow it and sell it to the government so they could turn around and resell it, make their tax money, that would go over real good.
Well, you know, I don't think that's a terrible idea. It would certainly be preferable to what we have today, but I don't want to buy my pot from the government.
Me neither. I don't.
Oh, we don't know who you are, Deloitte. Don't worry about it.
Okay, another key issue is making and selling alcohol.
Yes, sir.
And I've made beer and wine for a long time, and friends and neighbors like it, but you're talking about the law enforcement against prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they decriminalize it, and from what I hear, you can make some kind of, like, moonshine and sell it back to the regulators so they can test it and then they can resell it.
I don't know about
I don't know. I've heard people getting their stills busted.
Yeah, but moonshine is pretty much illegal anywhere you go, I think. But thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I actually had some illegal beer last night, and it was really tasty. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. Yeah, I paid for it, so it was illegal. Okay. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.